"You, patrician, at this point," said another armchair. "What is your view, Lord de Nobbs?" "Oh, yeah, right. The guilds would fight like cats in a sack," said Nobby. "Everyone knows that."
"A masterly summary, if I may say so."
There was a general murmur of agreement from the other chairs. Nobby grinned. "Ah, yes, this was the bee's pyjamas and no mistake, hobnobbing with his fellow nobs, talking big talk about important matters, instead of having to think up reasons why the tea money tin was empty. Ah, yes." A chair said,
"Besides, are any of the guild leaders up to the task? They can organise a bunch of tradesmen, but ruling an entire city, I think not. Gentlemen, perhaps it is time for a new direction. Perhaps it is time for blood to reveal itself."
Odd way of putting it, Nobby thought, but clearly this is how you were supposed to speak.
"At a time like this," said a chair, "the city will surely look at those representatives of its most venerable families. It would be in all our interests if such a one would take up the burden."
"He'd need his head examined, if you want my opinion," said Nobby. He took another swig of the brandy and waved the cigar expansively. "Still, not to worry," he said. "Everyone knows we've got a king hanging around. No problem there. Send for Captain Carrot. That's my advice."
Another evening folded over the city in layers of fog. When Carrot arrived back at the watch house, Corporal Littlebottom made a face at him and indicated with the flicker of her eyes the three people sitting grimly on the bench against one wall.
"They want to see an officer," she hissed, "but Sergeant Colan isn't back and I knocked on Mr. Vimes's door and I don't think he's in."
Carrot composed his features into a welcoming smile.
"Mrs. Palm," he said, "and Mr. Boggis and Dr. Downey, I am so sorry. We're rather stretched at present, what with the poisoning and this business with the golems."
The head of the Assassin's Guild smiled, but only with his mouth.
"It's about the poisoning we wish to speak," he said. "Is there somewhere a little less public?"
"Well, there's the canteen," said Carrot. "It'll be empty at this time of night if you just step this way."
"You do well for yourselves here, I must say," said Mrs. Palm. "A canteen."
She stopped as she stepped through the door.
"People eat in here," she said.
"Well, grumble about the coffee mostly," said Carrot, "and write their reports. Commander Vimes is keen on reports."
"Captain Carrot," said Dr. Downey firmly, "we have to talk to you on a grave matter concerning... what have I sat in?"
Carrot brushed a chair hurriedly.
"Sorry, sir, we don't seem to have much time to clean up. Leave it for now, leave it for now."
The head of the Assassin's Guild leaned forward with his hands pressed together.
"Captain Carrot, we are here to discuss this terrible matter of the poisoning of Lord Vetinari.
You really ought to talk to Commander Vimes.
I believe that on a number of occasions Commander Vimes has made derogatory comments to you about Lord Vetinari," said Dr. Downey.
"You mean like he ought to be hung except they can't find a twisty enough rope?" said Carrot. "Oh, yes, but everyone does that."
"Do you?"
"Well, no," Carrot admitted.
"And I believe he personally took over the investigation of the poisoning?"
"Well, yes, but didn't you think that was odd?"
"No, sir, not when I thought about it. I think he's got a sort of soft spot for the patrician in his way. He once said that if anyone was going to kill Vetinari, he'd like it to be him."
"Indeed. But he was smiling when he said it. Sort of smiling, anyway."
He visits his lordship most days, I believe?"
"Yes, sir.
And I understand that his efforts to discover the poisoner have not reached any conclusions."
"Not as such, sir," said Carrot. "We've found a lot of ways he's not being poisoned."
Downey nodded at the others.
"We would like to inspect the commander's office," he said.
"Oh, I don't know if that's..." Carrot began.
"Please think very carefully," said Dr. Downey. "We three represent most of the guilds in this city. We feel we have a good reason for inspecting the commander's office. You will, of course, accompany us to see that we do nothing illegal."
Carrot looked awkward.
"I suppose if I'm with you," he said.
"That's right," said Downey. "That makes it official."
Carrot led the way.
"I don't even know if he's back," he said, opening the door. "As I said, we've been... oh."
Downey peered around him and at the figure slumped over the desk.
"It would appear that Sir Samuel is in," he said, "but quite out of it."
"I can smell the drink from here," said Mrs. Palm. "It's terrible what drink will do to a man."